This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, some of you listen to my show when it's live during the morning. Some of you guys listen late night. But most of you guys, when you listen to my show, you yawn. Not because the show is boring and it's putting you to sleep, but because you're tired and you had to wake up early that day. Well, apparently we have a researcher who is saying that if we start work before 10 a.m., it is tantamount to torture, and it's making staff sick and stressed. According to an Oxford University researcher, forcing staff to work before 10 a.m., it's like torture, and it makes employees ill, exhausted, and stressed. And I'm tired. I'm tired, too. Before the age of 55, the circadian rhythms of adults are completely out of sync with the normal 9-to-5 working hours. Well, 9-to-5, I have never had a job that was 9-to-5, please. More like 6-to-6. Anyway, and it poses a serious threat to performance, mood, and mental health. Dr. Paul Kelly of Oxford University said there was a need for a huge societal change to move work and school starting times to fit with the natural body clock of humans. So apparently they have studied circadian rhythms and have shown that the average 10-year-old will not fully focus on academic work before 8:30. And a 16-year-old should start today. I'm out of two. Sorry. I'm so tired too. Oh my gosh. Alright, similarly a 16-year-old should start at 10 a.m. for best results. And university students should start at 11 a.m. What? My day is already two-fifths done by then. Dr. Kelly believes simply moving school times could raise grades by 10%. He was formerly a head teacher, and he changed the school start time from 8:30 to 10 and saw the number of top grades rise by 19%. Companies who force employees, they say, to start work earlier are likely to be hurting their output while storing up health problems. They say it's a huge societal issue. So have your staff start at 10 a.m. Staff are usually sleep-deprived. We have a sleep-deprived society. See, I don't know. And this comes from Great Britain, okay? So I don't know if they have daylight savings time like we do, but you can't be every one time it's 5 months and the other it's 7 months, but you can't be twice a year changing work times like that. And actually, we're supposed to rise. I get this whole circadian rhythm thing, but we're supposed to rise when you hear the cock-a-doodle-doo. Okay? The rooster starts to go cock-a-doodle-doo when the sun rises. So that wakes everybody up. Animals start to roam. My cats are running around 6 a.m. Why? Because the sun is coming, is rising at that time. So 6 a.m. is kind of wake-up time. That's when the sun starts to rise. That's when the light starts to peer, and it pierces through. You think you have window shades that cover out the sun? No. So it pierces through. It definitely hits your eye. You wake up. All the texting and the Facebooking and the tweeting start then. Okay? New York is, jumping around at 9 a.m., which is 6 a.m. my time. So I'm getting texts and tweets and news alerts, etc. So to me, 6 a.m. is the right time. So if I'm already up at 6, I might as well be at the office or my studio by 8. That's just how I do it. All right, but what about us being sleep deprived? Okay, what about, it doesn't get dark till about where I live, 7, 8 o'clock at night. So if it doesn't get dark, people don't want to have dinner. They don't want to go out. They don't want to do anything until about 9, 10 o'clock. Well, you got a point. You know, depending on how things are with your daylight and where you live, you know, up in Alaska, it sometimes doesn't get dark till like 10 at night. So, now you're trying to have a nightlife, and then you're trying to wake up 5 hours later. So I do have a problem with people being sleep deprived. I want you getting at least 7 to 9 hours of sleep a night. I know, fat chance. I don't get that. I mean, if I'm lucky, I get half. And so I agree. Sleep deprivation has major issues. It can affect your genes. It can affect your behavior. Wait, I am so grumpy when I don't sleep. Ask Tom. I was so grumpy yesterday because I was up all night prior with diarrhea. I am grumpy. So you get anxious, you get frustrated, you get angry, you could gain weight, you could have high blood pressure, your immune system could go down, stress, you could even have other mental health conditions. So apparently there's an experiment by Oxford going on right now where they're having tens of thousands of kids starting school at 10 a.m. to see if it improves their exam results. The findings are expected to come out in 2018. So, personally, anything to help the kids' grades, I think that's great. But here's my problem, okay? You know, if you don't reset the whole rest of the world, okay, it doesn't really make sense getting your kids on that kind of a schedule, you know, in their youth. All right, you know, like, I mean, my son, he's got to be at, high school sometimes by 7:30. All right, I mean, you know, and I know he could gripe and complain, but having him all through grade school, you know, wake up late and going to school at 10 doesn't help him for high school. Won't help him for college, won't help him in the real world. So I say we start getting our kids trained early. I also say let's start listening to the outdoors. You know, we always close the curtains and we shut out the light. Why not keep the curtains open? I bet natural light wakes you up so much nicer than your crappy alarm. Now, I know a lot of us have a little ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling, you know, on our phones, and, you know, we make the alarm sound pretty. But think about it. If the light comes into your room in the morning when it's supposed to, and you just keep that window shade open, and you're supposed to roughly wake up about 5, 6 o'clock anyway, all right, what I would do is have your alarm set for the latest amount of time you could sleep in, but let your body wake up to natural light. I bet you're going to do better. But we don't use the outdoors. We don't. We avoid the outdoors like the plague. And I don't think that's the smartest thing to do. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. When we come back, we are going to look at sodium warnings on menus that the New York City Health Board has approved. Is this a good idea? And then dangers of some pretty common health fashions. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So requests to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
We, the people, grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Before I go into some of the other medical stories, one of the biggest headlines that alarmed a lot of you guys was this pre-diabetes study that came out where about half of us are either diabetic or pre-diabetic. And this came faster than we expected. Not what I expected, but I think what the country in general expected. And us being pre-diabetic has been something that we've picked up for years. But I've noticed in the last year or two, a lot of you guys have become more diabetic or pre-diabetic, and I don't know what the big change is, especially since we started to drop our soda consumption. We started to be more anti-carbs in nature. What is going on? unless what we're doing is psychologically we're rebounding. And so we're not drinking soda pop, yet we're digging into that candy bar. Maybe we are voraciously eating a carb on our free carb day rather than very slowly feeding the carbs into us like we were. And one of you in an email last night asked, what is the best exercise to prevent diabetes? Is it cardio? Is it weight training? And, you know, when I bring up exercise, okay, now I exercise every day. I exercise about 30 minutes in the morning and 30 minutes at night. I used to run, blew my knees out. I'm not as athletic as I used to be. I used to be a hell of a lot more athletic. So I will never on the show act like I'm an athletic expert. But the one thing I can say from a psychological standpoint or a family medical standpoint is I want you to pick the exercise that you won't quit. Okay? I am very impressed with P90X and these boot camps and Bikram yoga and spin classes and a variety of things that people are doing. But what I'm unimpressed by is the longevity that people will, you know, maintain it or stick with it. And so even if heavy cardio or heavy aerobic exercise is the quote-unquote best exercise, I don't recommend that all the time to my patients if I think they're going to give up or quit or hurt themselves. One of my patients was into kickboxing. She started kickboxing and loved it. And I was like, that's great. You picked a workout that you like, that you look forward to, that's fun. The problem is she hurt her thigh. I don't think she tore her quad, but I think she strained it badly where she had to stop and then she never got back into it. And so I, as a doctor, I find it very difficult to say, look, I want you running again. You know, I want you doing high impact aerobics. I can't do that because somebody's back starts to act up or the knee starts to act up, they quit. And the key to any sort of exercise is you need to maintain it. You need to exercise all the time. True, you need to switch it up. All right, you know, because your body gets used to it, okay, and you need to work different muscle groups, etc. But I would rather you walk nightly for an hour for 20 years than to do a boot camp for a week or two, stop, 1 year later do P90X, stop, another year hit the gym for a week or two, stop. You see what I mean? So, to prevent diabetes, you need to make sure that you're getting regular exercise. Yes, the more muscle you have, the better, okay? Because you burn through more ATP, you increase, which is are your energy sources, you increase your metabolism. I think toning up with muscle is one of the smartest things you could do. So I want you to start building your muscle, but I don't want you doing dead weights. I don't want you lifting your weight at the gym. What I want you to do is start toning with some 10-pound weights, 20-pound weights. Do what you can because, again, you start to do too much and you hurt yourself, you quit. Okay, we want toning. Pilates, I think, is great. Yoga, I think, is awesome. All right? Bikram yoga, I worry a little bit about the dehydration. All right, but if you're, you know, keeping with it and you're hydrated and, you know, your numbers, levels are good with your doctors, liver, kidneys, et cetera, I'm a fan. I mean, as long as you're exercising and you're enjoying it, you gotta like it. Zumba class, I think Zumba's great. You're dancing to music, I think it's brilliant. Again, as long as you don't hurt yourself, okay? I understand that you have to start becoming more intense. These weenie workouts don't do much. I get that. Weenie workouts don't do much. But if you're the type that's going to hurt yourself and quit, I'd rather you do a weenie workout. Okay? Now, some of you guys are like, well, okay, well, how many hours? Should I be doing an hour three times a week? The recommendation is an hour of exercise three times a week. Some people are recommending an hour every day. I recommend whatever you'll stick to. If you are like, no, I'm not going to be able to get in an hour. I'm going to do it tomorrow. No, you know what? I only have time for 45 minutes, so you know what? I'm just going to skip it. Oh, hell no. All right? Then you know what? 10 minutes of exercise a day. Start with 10 minutes. For those of you guys that don't exercise, your homework assignment is to come up with 10 minutes a day, or even better. okay? Let's say you're watching the Fear of the Walking Dead show, or you have something taped, okay? Usually I tell you commercial, I want you to get up and exercise, do some running in place, or do some jogging, or, I don't know, do some butt crunches, or some leg lifts, or some push-ups. So while you're watching a TV show, every commercial, do some exercises. If you're taping it, or you're watching Netflix, then you only get to watch it if you're doing some exercise during the first half hour.
I always do exercises during your commercial breaks.
Do you?
I'm planking, and we got this awesome amp rack that has just enough room to slide my toes under for sit-ups and crunches.
Oh, kick butt. Do you really do it? Send me a video, because I want to see that.
Oh, well, you've reinvigorated me, because I've been kind of slacking these last couple of weeks, and now I'm trying to get anybody in the studio to have a sit-up competition, and everybody's being a bum.
Yeah, oh, well, good for you. Good for you. By the way, I do like crunches better than sit-ups, because sit-ups, you blow a disc. But
I switch between them, because there are certain parts of my back that get stretched during sit-ups that are essential to me not having a broken back.
Right,
you
amen.
You have to be careful with it.
Yeah, amen to that. But no, I love it. I love it. I think exercise is so important. I exercise while I do my show. I exercise on breaks. I'm always sucking in my stomach. You know, things like that. Little things you could do. It doesn't have to be hour-long workouts. All right? And the more you get, you can't brush your teeth and go to bed at night unless you've done something. I love people with the Fitbit or with their pedometers. You know, I met a patient who told me that on her pedometer, she will not stop until she hits 11,000 steps that day. So great. So then, yeah, and I know it's hard to go to sleep right after you exercise, but if you're at 10,500, you go quickly walk around the block or you walk around your house and get that extra 500 in and then you're done. I think it's great, but you've got to push yourself. Just don't push yourself too hard because I want it to stick. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So right now they say 24 million Americans have diabetes. 6 million have no clue. In 2007, diabetes cost the United States $116 billion in excess medical spending and an additional $58 billion in reduced productivity. And right now, they are expecting 48 million of us to have diabetes by the year 2050. I think it'll even be higher. The worldwide, the number of people with diabetes is 285 million. They think by 2030, there'll be 439 million. Now, you know, many people go, all right, so fine, you know, Americans are fat. We know it. We got national security issues. All right. I mean, we got kids that are pre-diabetic. We are kids too obese to serve in the military. We humans are not in shape. We had a plane burning on the tarmac yesterday at my airport. What if you had to run? Okay, where's your speed? Another thing I think we also need is speed training. Not only do we need to learn how to exercise and learn how to build our muscle, but we need to learn some speed. I think that's very life-saving, and I think we also need balance. A lot of us don't have balance. Then we fall, we hit our head, break a hip. So in addition to your exercise training, have part of your workout include balance and some speed training. So, what is type 2 diabetes? We've talked about this. It's where you do not convert your sugar or absorb it into the cells like you should. And when sugar remains high in the blood, the pancreas releases more insulin. The insulin is supposed to sponge up the glucose. When it doesn't, the glucose can cause damage to the eyes, can cause damage to the kidneys, etc. Insulin can cause you to gain weight. You don't want to be in a hyperinsulinemic state. You don't want to have low insulin either, but you don't want to have too high insulin, okay? Diabetes could happen because your immune system, you know, attacks your pancreas. It could be genetic. It could be because you're eating too much and you have too much weight, too much obesity, too much fat. So we've talked about diabetes a lot, and we will continue to do so. But today's point was really get that exercise up. Okay, don't go away. We'll talk about some fashion trends that are dangerous. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All all I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name's Clyde, age 59, and I reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctors diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart and body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks, and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
The Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. Well, you know, a lot of people want to be sexy. I do. I never realized I was sexy when I possibly had the highest potential to be. And so now I'm in a phase of my life where I want to look good, okay? You know, a lot of people look at middle-aged women with their big, shiny nails and their bright clothes and their flashy purses and shoes, and they go, what is wrong with these women? Well, I'm turning into one of those women. And the reason why is because I always dressed kind of bland and turtlenecky and long skirts when I was younger. And now I'm like, well, you know, I never showed it off when I had it. And so I want to now bling a little. So we start to get our manicures. Like, for example, gel manicures. You got the acrylic, you got the gel. The gel seems to be shinier. When you get your glitter nail polish, your sparkly nail polish, when you have gel, wow. I mean, it pops. It looks great. But I don't like to do the gel manicures because I get really nervous about the UV light. And dermatologist Dr. Eric Swiger says that, you know, getting gel manicures, you know, because they last longer and they dry instantly so you don't have to sit there and wait for it to dry, these things are probably not the safest thing. All right? You know, you have to stick your fingers under a UV lamp. And the UV light has to dry the nails. Well, what ends up happening is you're getting extra UV exposure that maybe you didn't want. And so you can put yourself at risk for skin cancer. Dr. Schweiger says that the exposure to the light should be limited by getting gel manicures less frequently. Maybe wear gloves with the fingertips cut to protect the hand from the damaging light. I think that's brilliant. You know, we've talked about health hazards of salons. Hopefully you go to a salon like I do. I go to CQ Nails, which uses, you know, autoclave and sterilization techniques, et cetera. And they're very, very good, and I trust them wholeheartedly. You know, it's very easy for you to get a communicable disease like hepatitis at a nail salon. Somebody digs into somebody's nail, doesn't clean it, that hepatitis C could live on that instrument for a long time. So you want to make sure you go into a place that cleans their instruments, that, you know, puts your health first, okay? You also want to make sure you don't get somebody else's toenail fungus underneath your toenail. You know, I find it very, very peculiar when you see somebody come in with toenail fungus and it's along a triangled-shaped corner of the toe. And you wonder, you know, what happened? Did somebody dig into that nail and introduce the fungus there? So those are things you got to watch for. High heels. All right. High heels, pretty serious stuff. Dr. Suzanne Levine says there's a laundry list of issues that arise when women wear high heels. You get ankle sprains, stress fractures. It could worsen your bunions, hammer toes, neuroma pain, burning under the balls of the feet. So, you know, take another pair of shoes. You know, anytime I'm walking around New York and I have a meeting to go to, but I want to look sexy with my heels, I walk around with my tennis shoes, I have my heels in my purse, I carry a bigger purse, and then when I'm in the lobby, I just quickly switch them out. And that's what you do. All right, try to wear them as little as possible, okay? If you could kick them off under the table when you're on a date, that's a good thing to do. Make sure you also stretch your foot out, strengthening exercises to strengthen the ankle. I say see a physical therapist whenever you can. You don't need physical therapy when you're in pain. Go to a physical therapist, if your insurance will allow it, for maintenance and for preventative. How do you strengthen your quads so you don't get a knee sprain when you're skiing? How do you strengthen your ankles? That kind of stuff. Pretty important stuff. A lot of you guys like to do the tight ponytail and bun look where your hair gets pulled all the way back, Kim Kardashian style. I still don't understand why people want to look like Kim Kardashian, but I guess they do. The problem is that you could get something called traction alopecia. I see permanent hair loss in people because they traction that hair back so much that they start to lose their hair. Make sure you have a little bit of a looser bun. You could do that. I think the looser looks are better. I think they're safer. Not that I am a hair expert. Many of you guys have seen my hair. I understand that I shouldn't be one to talk or give fashion advice, but I can give health advice. Skinny jeans. Skinny jeans are not the healthiest thing. An internist, Dr. Carrie Peterson, said people should think twice before they try to squeeze into their skinny jeans. Jeans could press into the nerve supplying the thigh, so you could get numbness on the thigh. You could also get tingling. Some people think they could be having sciatica or a stroke. I have people that come in and they go, yeah, I need an MRI. And I go, no, you need to get out of the tight pants. Your pants are too tight. If you want to spend a couple thousand on an MRI, I can order it, but, you know, your pants are too tight. The pressure on the jeans can also cause exacerbation of acid reflux. When you have acid that comes up into the esophagus when it's not supposed to, unfortunately, that acid could cause Barrett's esophagus, your esophageal lining, to start to change, and then that could put you at risk for esophageal cancer. So, if somebody says, oh, your tight jeans are going to cause you to have cancer, that's what they mean. All right, now, if you want to wear jeans and when you go out, great. You know, you can look sexy, that's fine. But then what I would do is wear long shirts. You can unbutton it, unsnap it. That's what I sometimes do. So nobody notices your, they'll see your son, your skinny jeans, but at least you can unsnap a button or two. All right, so that's my advice on how to stay healthy while trying to look sexy. All right, I don't know what to do to make, try to look sexy. I think the best thing for me to do is just put a bag on my head. New York City approves sodium warnings on menus. The New York City Board of Health has unanimously approved a measure on Wednesday that will require many chain restaurants to post a warning label on menu items that have high sodium content. So any menu item that has more than 2,300 milligrams of sodium, which is basically the daily limit recommended, by nutritionists, will have to have this little symbol that has, it's a little salt shaker. So that amount is the equivalent to about 1 teaspoon of salt. And it covers menus by a variety of sandwiches, whether it's Panera Bread, ribs, a TGI Fridays, etc. So it is the first step by Mayor Bill de Blasio that Michael Bloomberg had, I guess, wanted to initiate in terms of making New York City healthier. Now they're going to be putting salt warning signs on that. You know, I don't mind education. I don't mind things that educate people. I do mind having restaurants overhaul things and spend money that in turn raises consumer prices. I think there's a way to, having an educational pamphlet, educational material, starting to change labeling that will include certain nutritional information, I'm for. So let me see here. City health officials have argued that warning labels would address one of the remaining gaps in customers' understanding of what they're eating. High sodium intake could put you at risk for heart disease and high blood pressure. So New York City restaurants already post calorie counts, and they are banned from using trans fats. So them adding the salt shaker isn't too much of a stretch. It would be interesting to see what the menus are going to look like 50 years from now. I mean, is there going to be any room for the food and the price? Restaurant groups think it's an infringement on consumer rights, saying the menus are already cluttered with warning labels. I'm not surprised. So anyway, right now the plan is affecting restaurants with 15 establishments or more in New York City, some movie theaters, ballpark concession stands. Officials say about 10% of menu items would require labels. I think we really underestimate our salt. I know a lot of us add butter, add salt to our food willy-nilly. Sometimes we don't think it's on there. And like fast food joints will use a butter spray on your chicken sandwich. So you think you're eating healthier because you're eating chicken. Not the case. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Many are in disbelief today after word of shocking allegations against a Minnesota-based talk syndication company known as GCN. It's claimed that they're the fourth largest talk syndication company in the U.S., making it even more scandalous that they've been accused of helping business owners expose themselves on a massive scale. Let's go live to Tom for more on this story.
It's being called the greatest exposure of our lifetime, while other business owners are beginning to step forward claiming they, too, exposed themselves. With the help of GCN.
It's true. They're all guilty. Every last one of them. GCN helped me get the exposure my company needed, and just think, that was years ago. Today, GCN has like 700 affiliate stations and over 6 million downloads from iTunes and their website every month.
Imagine the exposure your company can get.
Expose your business to the masses. Email advertise at GCNlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. GCN.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
So strong.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So there's a 51-year-old woman who has been diagnosed with an aggressive form of breast cancer, and she blames keeping her cell phone in her bra every day for 10 years. She says there's no history of cancer. I don't think there's any in the family. And she claims that she would put her cell phone in her bra every day for a decade. Wendy Holt, 51 years old, from Berkshire, out of England, I guess, would keep her phone in her bra when she went out because it was within easy reach. She was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2012. No family history. She doesn't store her phone like that anymore, but the cancer returned to her lungs and her lymph nodes after she was given an all clear. They say she will not reach her 53rd birthday. She runs her own digital printing firm. She says, I will obviously never be able to prove it, and I know there's a lot of debate about the issue, but I firmly believe the phone radiation is to blame for my cancer. I first got my phone around 1999, and I was quite big busted, so I would store it down there, and nobody would be able to tell. It was pressed against my skin for probably 70% of the day for about 10 years, and I didn't give it a thought. I want to speak to make other people stop the habit. People might disagree with my theory, but it's my belief, and I don't want this to happen to anyone else. Even keeping your phone in your pocket is better than what I did, where it was trapped in one place against my skin for hours on end. Apparently, she married her long-term partner, Keith, last year. First noticed something wrong a couple years ago. She did not have a lump. Just her breast was swollen, and it looked like an orange peel. And she wasn't thinking it was breast cancer because there wasn't a lump. But any sort of change in the skin of the breast could also be a form of breast cancer, especially an inflammatory breast cancer. So she was diagnosed with a rare form of it, an aggressive form, and unfortunately it already spread to her lymph nodes. She was treated with chemotherapy, treated with radiotherapy, etc. Now, I know many of you are like, okay, well, wait a second. Cell phones cause skin cancer, you know, with direct contact? We don't know. We keep having studies say no. Your Bluetooth or your cell phone earpiece or putting a cell phone up to your head does not cause brain tumors. But every now and then you hear somebody scream, that's what caused mine. So I usually tell everybody, when in doubt, leave it out. You know, if you don't have to hold something in your bra, don't. Okay? If you don't have to always have your cell phone by one side of your head, don't. If you could use a landline every now and then, if you could put it on speakerphone, do that. You know, a lot of people, you know, they shy away from speakerphone because they don't want other people hearing their conversations. I'm already assuming that a cell phone conversation is not private as it is, that somebody's snooping in on it already. So why not just have it on speaker and have it away from you? But I try to keep my cell phone at least a foot or two away from my body. I don't know if that's really enough of a distance. And again, as a doctor, I don't want to scare people and say it can, you know, cause radiation. But what I can say is I don't think we know enough about it. Okay? We don't know. And it's very confusing to us. We have something that we are able to do our banking on. We're able to watch movies on. We're able to eat, I don't know, our breakfast off of because it's big enough to be a plate. Yet, we keep it near our bodies so much. It's, I don't know. So I kind of, I'm kind of a little wary. And so whether it really caused her breast cancer or not, and keep in mind, breast cancer can be caused by a variety of conditions, okay? It is unlikely that the cell phone did it. I don't think it's a bad thing to do, to use some caution, and not have something that is always on or charged or electronic next to your body if it doesn't have to be. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. This is interesting. The best country to live in if you're over 60. According to Global Age Watch Index 2015, it looks at social and economic well-being of older people across the globe. Switzerland ranked number one as the country in the world to live for older people. Norway and Sweden came in second and third. U.S. came in at number 9. It looked at 96 countries and represented 91% of the world's people who are ages 60 and over. Right now, there are 901 million people worldwide who are 60 and over. According to the report, by 2050, this number is going to reach 2.1 billion people, or 21.5% of the world's population. So they looked at older adults' income security, health status, capability like employment, educational status, enabling environment that allowed for physical safety, civic freedoms, access to public transportation. And, I guess they came out that Switzerland had one of the highest scores due to the country's policies and programs that promote older adults' health. Afghanistan came in last. They have few local or national policies aimed at promoting the well-being of older people. So researchers also found the gap in life expectancy at age 60. It is widened between top-ranking countries and bottom-ranking countries, from a gap of 5.7 years back in 1990 to 7.3 years in 2012. Japan still has the longest life expectancy at age 60. Afghanistan was the lowest. They also noticed that women were at greater risk of poverty than men in old age due to gender discrimination and inequality of older age. Less than half of women aged 55 to 64 around the world work, compared to nearly three-quarters of men. 98 countries are missing from the report due to lack of data. 43 African countries are missing, along with some countries in the Caribbean, Pacific, and Middle Eastern regions. What should we have for our older adults? It's not just about parks, okay? It's wanting to make sure that they have some sort of means for health care, like a decent Medicare system that is, you know, about to go defunct and bankrupt unless we, you know, get our acts together. Access to doctors. What good is having a Medicare card if you think you can't find a doctor who will see you? Access to funds. Access to good food. Access to enjoyment, access to assisted living. Those kinds of things are important. So Switzerland came in number 1, Norway, Sweden, then came Germany, Canada, Netherlands, Iceland, Japan, United States. Rounding up the top 10 was United Kingdom. Then came Denmark, New Zealand, Austria, Finland, Ireland, France, Australia. Israel came in 18, Luxembourg, Panama, Chile, Czech Republic, Estonia, Belgium, Spain, Slovenia, Uruguay, Costa Rica. So you would think Costa Rica would be higher up. You would think that some of these, you know, coastal countries would, you know, definitely, you know, allow for a more healthy environment because, you know, people get to hang out on the beach. I'm thinking when you live by the beach, you don't seem to go there as often. Maybe you try to avoid the tourists. I don't know. Mexico came in at number 33. You would think that would be higher. Italy came in at 37. Brazil. You would think, you know, Brazil, for crying out loud. Nope, down to 56. Again, this is just one study. But your job now, before you get older aged, is, make sure you're looking at financial security. All right, you know, make sure you are, you know, prepared. There's a natural disaster, make sure you have insurance in place. Make sure you have long-term, you know, health insurance. Make sure you have a good support system. You know, a lot of us don't talk to our children, don't talk to our parents, don't talk to our family members. That's not the smartest thing to do. Okay? You want to have a good network, a good support system. Families that are close are healthier. 1-877-DOC-DELLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com. Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.